This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Savor, the food podcast from How Stuff Works.
Yep, and if you know Food Stuff, the How Stuff Works podcast about food, well, it's gone, but it is back, relaunched as the Savor podcast.
Yep, hosts Annie Reis and Lauren Vogelbaum are going on the road with producer Dylan Fagan to learn how people live and how they eat and why by interviewing culinary creators and consumers.
And they taste a little bit of everything along the way. They acknowledge that this job does not suck.
I'll bet. On their first trip, they go to Asheville, North Carolina, which I've heard is a fantastic city.
I listened to their craft beer episode that they taped in Asheville. And it made me want to go there, first of all. I learned a ton about how beer is made, about, like, the history of craft beer in America. And, like, it's really funny. It's sort of, like, you can imagine Savor as being kind of halfway between our show that's sort of about nothing and, like, a serious food show in that they do tons of real journalism, but also, like, there are segments where they suddenly get ambushed with nachos for no reason.
Sounds like fun. You, too, can join Annie, Lauren, and Dylan as they explore why we humans enjoy the things we enjoy and how we can all find more of those things.
Tune in for new episodes Wednesdays and Fridays on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is that website that lets you make a website. It's the easiest way to make a website. It lets you turn your passion into a web presence.
Yes, with beautiful templates, great customer service. You can even get a free trial if you go to squarespace.com/spilled.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code spilled and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are doing a blind tasting, peach versus nectarine.
Yeah, pretty much. This is the ultimate showdown. There's, like, who are some boxers? Like,
oh, is this the Thrilla in Manila?
This could be the Thrilla in Manila, yeah. Like,
is this,
this could be like Ali versus Tyson. It could be like Crazy Joe Davola versus
Holyfield versus somebody.
Yep. I wanted to pull like a gangster name.
Rocky versus Bullwinkle.
Joey the Lips Fagan. Rocky versus Bullwinkle. Oh my God. When Rocky tried to bite Bullwinkle's antler off, that was shocking.
Okay. So this is maybe the dumbest episode idea we've ever had.
Yeah, I don't know if this will work.
I don't know if this is actually full episode.
But then does anything we do work, really?
You know, it's all very subjective.
That's true.
And if there's anything I learned in graduate school for cultural anthropology, it is that everything is subjective.
This is a postmodern podcast.
It is.
So,
hey, should we talk about rhizomes again?
No.
Hey, did you ever see the movie Sexy Beast?
I did, yes.
Yeah, do you remember with Ben Kingsley?
I do.
Do you remember Don Logan, the character he plays?
Yes.
And when he goes on his famous rant going, no, I'm scared to get too close to the mic. And then he goes, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, it's, Like, it must be so, I don't know. I don't know, like.
It must be so good to be Ben Kingsley.
That's what kind of what I was going to say. But, like, if you're an actor to get a role where it's just like, all right, go to town.
Yeah, play a completely unhinged.
Yep.
Sadist.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was a fun movie.
Yeah.
So as you may recall, a couple weeks ago, we did, was it Nectarines?
What? Yes, okay. Nectarines. Yes, we did a Nectarines episode in
which, as you may recall, we don't recall anything, in which I put forth the hypothesis that nectarines and peaches were pretty much the same thing, except for the fuzz or no fuzz.
Well, genetically, they are the same thing, except for one gene.
Right, and that therefore, if we did a skinless blind tasting
where we took, off our skin and blinded ourselves
like the visible woman at the science museum and tasted chunks of nectarine and peach, we would not be, not that they wouldn't taste different. Am I explaining this super clearly?
I'm just picturing myself sitting around
with
like
no skin,
with my skin flayed.
But covered with like a plastic.
Screaming. Attempting to eat nectarines and peaches.
Yeah, you know what I call that look? The sexy beast. Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So.
Like we said, this episode could be as big of a failure as that joke.
Yes.
This morning. So first of all, these are not the finest stone fruits money can buy.
Okay.
They are both from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
I bought them a week ago.
Okay.
And they've been ripening ever since.
That's great.
And this morning, daughter of the show, Iris, like cut them up into some chunks, skinned them, them up into some chunks, flayed them.
Okay. And, oh God, isn't the mental image you have with that just horrible?
Yes.
Isn't it hurting your mind's ears?
It is hurting my mind's ears, just like when Bullwinkle tried to bite the ear off of another boxer. So we've got two little bowls of chunks.
That are labeled 1 and 2.
1 and 2, yes.
Where's the key to these? I hope it's not like...
It's locked away in this secret envelope, of course.
Oh, this is perfect.
So my
before
hypothesis
Iris went
is,
to school this morning.
Right, she cut these up and put them in the fridge, and I took them out of the fridge a little while ago so they wouldn't be ice cold.
So I think I can already tell from the color.
Possibly.
Yeah, I'm not blind, unfortunately.
Hence the non-blind, yeah. So we probably should have done real blindfolds.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So this episode's ruined.
Okay. Anyway, all right. So I predict that we're going to be able to tell them apart by taste. Actually, Matthew, here's the deal. Let's feed each other.
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes and you're going to feed me. We're going to make it blind. Okay, wait. Okay.
All right, wait. We're doing this already?
Yeah, we're doing this.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'm going to predict.
I didn't know it was going to be happening so fast.
I'm going to predict that I can tell them apart, but I'm not going to tell you. Well, because I want your blind tasting to not be tainted.
Okay, yeah. So, like, make a note. I understand.
So are you going to call one of them, like, one thing? Because I know which was bowl number one.
Okay. Can you remind me which was bowl number one? Because I forgot.
The lighter color.
Okay, Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So.
Okay. So, close your eyes.
I've got my eyes closed. Do you look at me?
This is so weird.
This is a peach. Oh, no. I'm not sure. Okay, hang on.
Okay, and I want to remind the listeners that we made a bet in the amount of $5,000.
Hold on, I'm rinsing my mouth out. Okay.
It is so weird to feed someone who has their eyes closed. I feel like you've put so much trust in me.
This is the peach.
Okay, so the first one you tasted, you said, was the nectarine, and the second one was the peach.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you make a note of that, or I will forget?
Okay. So at first, when I tasted the first one,
actually, I'm going to write down what. Okay.
At first, when I tasted the first one, I thought it was a peach, but then it had this like spicy, delicious flavor that said to me, "I'm a nectarine."
Oh,
it spoke to me.
It spoke. Yeah. Stone fruits have you know, the beautiful speaking, mellifluous voices.
It's because they've been eating lots of leeks in oil, just like on our leeks episode.
Have you been listening to that podcast that everyone's talking about, Everything is Alive, where the host interviews inanimate objects?
No.
It's really good.
Is it really good?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
So is this going to be like a 7-minute episode?
Probably.
Okay, but okay. I put up some other things. I put up some other things on the agenda that we can talk about.
Greta.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes. My mouth and my life are in your hands. It's hard to know where the microphone is.
Well, also, what's really weird is when the food suddenly arrives in your mouth.
Yes, yes.
Isn't
exactly.
It weird?
It is. Okay. I did we say that my hypothesis was that we would not be able to tell them apart?
Yeah.
Okay, so
do you want to hold off on what you're going to say?
Yes, I have a feeling on that one.
Okay.
But it's just a feeling.
Okay. I just love you sitting there with you. Trying to feed someone who has their eyes closed.
Well, that second one was definitely less ripe than the first one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to say the first one you gave me is the peach, and the second one is the nectarine. Now, by the way, I have been running
Matthew,
this.
And Matthew, what I gave you first was this one.
Okay, so
it was the darker color one.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Did you give me the darker colored one first, too?
I just spelled peach, P-E-C-H. So we had opposite predictions.
We ate the fruits in the same order, but we had opposite results.
Yes. So
okay.
One of us is going to be
wrong.
Humiliated.
Yeah.
And $5,000 poorer.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace helps you turn your concept into a really nice-looking website.
Yep. Molly just chastised me for drinking a glass with ice cubes in it while recording the ad.
Yeah.
And so my new Squarespace website is going to be called OhYou'reDrinkingSomething.com.
Oh, and so is it like a whole bunch of, like, instead of being like unboxing videos,
yes.
It's like a whole bunch of videos of somebody like lifting a glass to their mouth and you can hear the liquid sloshing. Or the glass.
Yeah, basically, it sounds kind of a lot like our show. Yeah, the glass breaking.
Sorry. Well, yeah.
In event of emergency, break glass and drink the liquid behind the glass.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's sort of like a BuzzFeed quiz where you listen to the sounds of me drinking a beverage with some clinking ice and you try and guess what the beverage is.
Oh,
it's going to be super popular.
Well, and it's going to be optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there'll be nothing to patch or upgrade ever.
Yep. And I can host it on any domain I want. It could be, OhYou'reDrinkingSomething.com, OhYou'reDrinkingSomething.party, OhYou'reDrinkingSomething.wedding for when things get serious.
Yeah. All right. Well, for a free trial, go to squarespace.com/spilled.
And use the offer code spilled when you're ready to launch to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
That's squarespace.com/spilled, offer code spilled.
This episode is brought to you by Sweet Tango Apples. And you might think it's rude to crunch an apple while recording a podcast ad. And you'd be right. But if you had a Sweet Tango Apple in front of you, you wouldn't be able to resist crunching it into it either. And everyone would know because it actually won the Guinness World Record for loudest apple crunch. And that's because every Sweet Tango Apple has an amazing crunchy texture, but it's so more than that. It also has a great flavor. It's got a nice balance of sweet and tart. They sent me a box of these apples, and I just can't stop eating them. I am going to go and buy some more on my own dime. And they are also great for cooking. So to find where you can get some Sweet Tango apples near you, go to sweettango.com/spilledmilk. That's SWEETANGO.com/spilledmilk. And you can punch in your zip code and see if they're available at a store near you. And if they are, you better go get them while they're hot, because when the season ends, they are gone.
Okay, we're going to open the envelope?
No, I want to talk about some other things before we open the envelope. I want to keep people in suspense, including us.
Great.
So in order to pad out this episode, because I knew that tasting like a couple of chunks of fruit would only take 30 seconds, I wanted to talk about, like, what are some other questions, like big questions in the world of food that we could settle using a blind tasting? And the one I came up with was, I have always found that, like, I have rarely, if ever, like, bought store brand Oreo, you know, chocolate sandwich cookies to eat at home.
Yeah.
But Because I assume, like, you can't beat an Oreo or a Hydrox, which I also like.
No, Matthew. When we tasted Hydrox, we were like, this is horrible.
But I did finish the package after you left.
Okay.
But occasionally I've been, sharing a house with a bunch of friends, like a vacation house, and shopping for big meals for everyone and buying the cheapest version of everything we could get.
Okay.
And on those occasions, we've always bought, like, a bunch of store brand chocolate sandwich cookies, and they were delicious. Like,
huh.
But it's not like we were tasting them side by side with Oreo. So this,
right.
Obviously, this would also have to be like a true blind tasting because it says Oreo on an Oreo.
Yeah.
But I want to know.
Well, I also think about things like canned beans, right? I mean,
I always buy store brand of canned beans unless another brand is on sale.
Oh my gosh, I always buy Bush's or Progresso because I think they're better salted.
Not S&W?
No.
But again, yeah, we should do that because I've never, I mean, when I say that now, I'm imagining like a canned bean tasting like, remember when we did our infamous canned tomatoes episode?
It was the worst.
And we were just like
so
eating canned tomatoes out of the can. Which,
haven't we done that with canned beans?
I guess we did. I know we did do a canned beans episode, but I don't think we compared brands, did
so,
we?
So I feel like I almost never just buy the store brand because somehow I believe that there's like some sort of magic that goes on in like the laboratory of big food companies.
Where
so let's think about like mac and cheese.
Okay.
So we often buy Annie's brand like mac and cheese to have around.
Yep.
Which I don't think is very good, but I like having instant mac and cheese around.
Oh, yeah, we have the same one around.
Anyway, somehow I feel like even if I bought just like some generic, like organic supermarket version of Shells and white cheddar, somehow I feel like it wouldn't be as tasty as Annie's.
It's so odd.
I feel like there is a certain magic that goes on in the laboratory at Annie's.
So I think
this advertising? Is this what it's done to me?
I mean, maybe, but I think there's a couple things going on here. Like, if you tried the store brand and you didn't like it, that could mean one or both of two things. It could mean that Annie's has some special flavor science magic going on, or it could mean that just that's the one you're used to.
Yes. Okay.
So, I don't know. I buy store brand of a lot of things.
What do you buy store brand?
So, for example, in my cupboard right now, I have a box of store brand bran flakes and a box of store brand cornflakes.
Okay.
I would not recommend store brand cornflakes. Store brand bran flakes are perfectly good.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're not as good as Kellogg's cornflakes, but it could just be because that's what, you know, I've been trained to think of as the gold standard of cornflakes.
I think now that we talk about this, I think I'm a real brand loyalist.
Yeah, I think for some things I am, like, Jif. I don't buy store brand peanut butter. I don't like it as much as Jif.
You know, when I buy, like, Honey Nut Cheerios, I would never just buy the store brand.
You're right.
Of, like, Honey O's or whatever they'd be called.
Yeah.
I even with sandwich bread, which, you know, I feel like cheap sandwich bread is cheap sandwich bread.
And yet,
I keep buying the certain brand I buy.
By the way, so I believe they have either discontinued or renamed the Franz
Butter White
that we were obsessed with for a while.
Yeah.
I think there's now one called like Naked White, which is a very problematic
that
name.
It's really troubling.
But I think it's kind of the same. But lately I've been on Franz Homestyle White, which makes incredibly good grilled cheese sandwiches.
I have not bought that white bread for a while because June was starting to like it so much. I feared that if I kept buying it too much, she wouldn't eat
anything else,
or like she wouldn't go back to eating wheat bread somehow.
Oh yeah, I think that's a real danger.
I had to keep it like a special thing.
Yeah. So now that I say that, like, what things do I actually buy store brand other than canned beans? Because I know there are things, but you're right. I buy the Franz sandwich bread and whatever the other thing we just said was.
Yeah, I mean, I buy like canned tomatoes. I always buy like a certain brand. Like,
I buy store brand canned tomatoes.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I guess it depends on what I'm cooking.
Yeah, I guess I think of canned vegetables as being sort of generic already, maybe. Like, it's not like an engineered food that I'm looking for, like, a specific flavor profile that I'm used to.
You know, when I was in Canada a couple of years ago, I needed some body lotion. And I went to like the big grocery store that was near me. And they had, I think it was maybe Kroger or something like that. Uh-huh. I don't know if Kroger's in Canada. But anyway, whatever lotion I was looking for, Cetaphil or something.
President's Choice?
They had, whatever the Kroger brand was there. Is it President's Choice?
I think President's Choice is a different chain.
Prime Minister's Choice?
I think it's Prime Minister's Choice.
Anyway, I bought whatever the lotion was. It was clearly packaged.
Trudeau's treasure chest.
Yes. It was clearly packaged to look just like Cetaphil, yeah. Only it was the grocery store brand, and it was great.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't do that more often here.
I certainly never buy brand name pharmaceuticals.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Never.
Like, oh my gosh. Like, wait, so what do you buy?
Like Walgreens brand Advil, ibuprofen.
Oh, I do that too. Yeah. I do that too. But I guess, about shampoo?
Oh, yeah. Well, there isn't store brand shampoo, is there? I mean.
Maybe not.
Not that I can think of. I would definitely try it if there was. I buy.
Well, you have very little hair, Matthew. There's not a lot to lose.
You know, but I do the shampoo shopping for the family for the most part, and I usually look at like the Suave.
That's nice. Thinking about the people with long hair in your family.
But I mean, the Suave is like pretty much the cheapest shampoo you can buy.
Suave gets the job done.
Suave does the job. That's their slogan.
Suave does the job.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can we open up the Peach versus Pictorine results right now? Oh. I went along with that for so long. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you deserve it. Okay, would you like to open the envelope?
Yes.
What if, oh my God. So, of course, daughter of the show, Iris, prepared this like Price Waterhouse envelope.
Yeah.
What if we open the envelope and it's just a note with like a little like devil cartoon, so like, fuck you.
Probably. Okay, so bowl number two is
That's the kind of kid I've raised.
Bowl number two is the one that I think is nectarine, you think is peach.
That is correct.
Bowl number one, I think is peach. Okay, so bowl number one, Matthew, what do you think it's going to be?
This bowl number two you think is nectarine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already made my prediction, right?
Okay, so bowl number one, I said it was peach, you said it was nectarine. It's nectarine. God, I can't believe this.
So you can't, this is an audio show, into the studio.
That was peach.
But like there was just an explosion with like sparks and fireworks behind me and a.
Oh my God, I think Iris did it wrong. This has got to be the peach.
And, but look at the color.
No, this is the color of a nectarine.
And like money is like spewing out like all around me because of the alleged $5,000 that I won.
Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, number one was nectarine. Number two was peach. You're right.
Wow.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say these two poor specimens are kind of virtually indistinguishable.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just one ended up riper than the other.
Yeah. The riper one I thought was a nectarine because it tasted better. And you tend to like peaches better. So you said that the tastier one was a peach.
I guess, but
I think
we
were both like exhibiting our biases.
Honestly, I was just making a wild guess because I didn't go in with any preconceived notions of
what she do with the rest of these fruits.
Well, she was like eating some, and then I think maybe the rest is like in a Ziploc in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Wow, I cannot believe this. I'm truly stunned.
We thought this episode might be a bust.
Oh my God, I really can't believe it. I still don't know that I believe that peaches and nectarines taste the same.
Certainly we did not settle the question at all.
That's true. I just feel like...
This is not a show where we settle hard scientific questions. This show should be used for entertainment purposes only, even though we make predictions like you are going to find love.
Yes.
Not you, Molly. You, the listener.
Yes. 3 months from now,
From now when we're taping this, or from now when they hear it?
When they hear it.
three months from now,
a good thing will happen.
A very good thing.
Yes.
I'm going to, like, I've got a special tingle, and it says a very good thing is going to happen.
This episode was brought to you by Grove.
Grove is a company that makes it easy to discover the best natural products to take care of your home and family, and they make sure that you never run out of your favorites.
Yep, it's all online. They have amazing brands that you want to use, like Mrs. Meyer's Method, Seventh Generation, Tom's, and all that. They'll deliver them right to you.
So you should sign up for Grove Collaborative at grove.co/spilledmilk, and you will get a $30 Mrs. Meyer's gift set for free with your order of $20 or more.
That's That's grove.co/spilledmilk. Why don't you weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, I think possibly some people
could you
already
guys do some blind tastings at home yourselves and let us know what happens.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You have to remove the skin. You have to have somebody else cut up the fruit for you. They have to remove the skin.
Yes. Yeah, and I was like trying to find evidence of people having already done this, and I didn't find very much. So we could actually be contributing something.
Yeah, to the world.
Yeah.
So
I'm not
anyway.
Sure what it would be exactly like with if this turns out to be a big enough phenomenon, they'll just stop making nectarines.
Probably. Yeah. Okay. So listeners, if you do a blind tasting of peach versus nectarine, tell us all about it at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast or email us at
contact@spilledmilkpodcast.com. Or you can let us know in a comment on our website, spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying not to be smug about this, but I do feel
you
a little
feel
bit
really
smug,
don't you?
But like, there's nothing worse than a smug person.
That's true.
Like, I know it, and yet it's so hard to turn it off.
Yeah.
And also, like, on top of that, definitely we didn't prove anything.
No,
so yeah, so we want to hear your experience in the confusing world that is stone fruit.
Yeah, tell us all about it. You can find us, and might have already found us, in fact, on your favorite podcasting platform.
Yep.
So that would be Apple Podcasts, iTunes, CastBox.
Yeah, I haven't said iTunes in a while. Some people definitely still use that.
Stitcher. What else?
That's probably pretty good.
Okay, CastBox. Great.
CastBox. Did we say CastBox?
I said
Box?
CastBox. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you say Instacast, that's one that went out of business.
Okay, great. Anyway,
Odeo, are we on Odeo?
Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
I'm number two.
I'm number one.
Woo!
I'm an audio expert.
And I'm an audio weirdo. Okay, I hear a little bit, but not enough.
I'm nervous that something's going wrong if we can't hear you.
Yeah.
I can hear me even louder.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.